going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, Josh, when we chatted with you about a month or so ago, you were hoping to be back by the end of the year. What kind of held you up that you just weren't able to do it?
My oblique. That was a torn oblique. But I'm feeling good now. It was that happened originally, and then when I got here, it kind of just kept getting worse. I probably came back a little early originally, and back in February, and then just didn't really get better. So, but I'm feeling good now.
Sorry about that. How long have you been dealing with? I know you said you were dealing with that before, but do you know when that happened? How long?
I don't know exactly. I think it was like maybe February 1st, something like early February. And then, yeah, I came back, like I said, a little earlier and just kind of flared up again. So
Josh, if the Sabres were in the playoffs now, how close are you to being able to play?
I'd be pretty close. Yeah.
So the season ended and you were relatively, you weren't going to make it, but it wasn't like months away either.
No, it wasn't months away. It's just something where I think if you play with that, especially at this stage of the season, then you could really mess your summer training up and skating. And I didn't think it was it was worth that, especially given my history the last couple of years not being able to train properly and things like that because of my shoulder. I thought it was important that this summer was a healthy one and one that I can, not have to worry about any injuries,
They only got to see you in 3 games, of course, so I assume the conversation with Lindy and Kevin was all about this has to be a good summer so that you're ready to go in camp, and that's your mindset too, I assume, right? Is it's going to be all about the summer for you to show them what you have come September?
Yeah, it's a big summer for me. Big summer for everyone. I'm excited to just be healthy and be able to train and skate and not have to worry about anything. It's definitely a big summer. I'm excited for it.
Ooh. How do you keep positive dealing with all of these issues? What keeps your head up? Because this is it's so much and it has to be so frustrating.
Like the injuries, you mean?
Like the shoulder and now the oblique and everything.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of go one way. Like, especially when you're dealing with the shoulder stuff. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but since you asked, it's either you kind of fold and you don't really want to work that hard to come back, or you do everything you can to get back to where you need to be and be the player you want to be, and that's what I want to do. So. It's pretty black and white. That's really how I think about it.
Josh, when you got here, right before the trade deadline, the team was still trying to find its way, but over this last 5 to 6 weeks, they really started to get to the identity they want to play with. What were your observations, not only about just their team game, but, you got to know some of the players and their skill sets and their strengths over the last 6 weeks, and, how does that make you feel going into the offseason, looking ahead to, the future?
Yeah, they played some really good hockey, you know, down the stretch. And, yeah, it's definitely something to build off of going into the summer. Just the, you know, the consistency thing is something that, you know, obviously we want to get better at. And, you know, having a certain identity that we want to bring into every game. And I definitely think they did a great job, you know, going into the summer to do that. You know, I don't like sitting up here talking about it because I didn't play, you know, so they were doing all the work, but I thought they did a good job down the stretch.
Did you stick around the rink longer than you normally would when you were rehabbing? Like, how did you just kind of acclimate when you were injured, I guess?
No, I mean, I would do my rehab and work out, and that was kind of it. I don't, was that your question, or?
Yeah, I don't know if you special and hung around or anything to get to know the guys or anything like that, but yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, I moved in with Ryan McLeod, so that was great. He offered to take me in right away, so it was nice to get out of the hotel. That's not, you know, the funnest place to be for a whole month, so I'm glad he you know, brought me in, and it's been great. So yeah, a lot of dinners with guys, and just spending time away from the rink too. So yeah, I've gotten to know everyone really well.
Josh, can you just I want to make sure I have this right. I know there was issues that you were trying to battle through things in Ottawa. Did you suffer a specific injury, the specific oblique thing in the Detroit game? Was that a tear suffered in that game, or were you playing with something you didn't realize it was torn? How did that go?
No, it was aggravated. I had done it way before that, and then it just kind of kept compounding every game. And it wasn't bad. Like when I came back, it felt, you know, pretty good. But I wasn't 100%. And with an injury like that, it's, you know, the risk of coming back early is re-aggravating it. And it was just kind of accumulation of games. It wasn't necessarily just one game.
Yeah, so it was just nothing happened specifically against Detroit. It was just kind of time to shut it down and rest and see what, you know.
Yeah, it got to a point where I felt like I would have been out longer. So just kind of had to pull the plug.
I mean, you've played against a lot of these guys who are now your teammates, and you've watched them now here as teammates. What do you see as the future now when you all get back here in October, trying to move forward and trying to get this team towards the playoffs?
I mean, obviously, just getting back to having a winning culture, just something that, you know, you work towards every day. Doesn't come overnight, but I think, you know, especially the core guys and guys who've been here for a long time, I think they're fed up with losing, and, you know, I know the city is too, and the fans, so, you know, I think at the end of the day, internally, we want to, you know, change this, and we will, so that's definitely something that we'll think about all summer for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.